The 50 migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard this week will now be staying at a military base off the island on nearby Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The migrants were in Texas, many seeking asylum, when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis orchestrated a political stunt, flying them to Massachusetts earlier this week. WBUR's Simone Rios spoke with a migrant about why he left his home for the U.S. He did not give his name for fear of deportation.
Más que todo salimos.
We left Venezuela because we felt threatened. We were threatened by criminals, but also by the government.
Meanwhile, a lawyer for the migrants, Rachel Self, said migrants were lied to before boarding the planes.
They were told there was a surprise present for them, and that there would be jobs and housing awaiting for them when they arrived. This was obviously a sadistic lie.
Bianca Padro Ocasio is political writer for the Miami Herald, and she's on Martha's Vineyard. Bianca, how many of these migrants are from Venezuela, and what are they saying about their arrival at Martha's Vineyard?
A lot of the migrants that I've been speaking to, basically, they have been through really harrowing journeys in the past several weeks, ended up in San Antonio, Texas, in a shelter where they were essentially told by an unidentified woman, is what we've gathered from all of their accounts, who told them that if they boarded a plane, they could be guaranteed 3 months of work, they could get housing, and they were given color-coded maps of the United States with a line drawn from Texas to Massachusetts so they could locate themselves. And that is all they knew before they landed in Martha's Vineyard. There was no one to receive them. And of course, what we're hearing from attorneys is that they believe this was intentional to create a sort of crisis situation of migrants landing in a wealthy enclave of Massachusetts.
There's something else that the attorney Rachel Self said. She said the Department of Homeland Security falsified addresses for the migrants. And she says this could end up causing big problems as their legal cases proceed. Can you explain what this is about?
Sure. So essentially what the lawyers told us was the migrants had all this paperwork with them when they left Texas, and they all had different addresses in different parts of the country. And essentially what that does is they have to show up to immigration court in the jurisdiction near the address that they listed. So some of them had hearings that were scheduled as early as Monday morning in places like Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C. So essentially it's creating this vacuum where a lot of the migrants are now having to scramble to figure out if they're able to attend their hearings. And most of them are just worried, according to the lawyers, about compliance and just being able to make sure that they can have a legal process, that, you know, some of them want to apply for political asylum, but others may seek other legal avenues, like applying for other types of visas. One thing that Rachel Self told us was she does believe that there's a case to be made that the migrants were victims of a crime, and this obviously makes them eligible for other types of visas to stay in the country. So essentially what we know right now is that it's unclear exactly who orchestrated this. I mean, obviously, we know that Governor Ron DeSantis has taken credit for this, but we're still figuring out exactly, you know, how this was orchestrated, exactly, you know, who falsified these addresses, as the lawyers are claiming. There's just so many questions. And we're really, I'm telling you this as somebody who reports from Miami, we're getting very few answers from the governor's office in Florida about why this happened this way and how it was orchestrated.
And also California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for an investigation into whether this action broke federal law. This flight originated in Texas, in San Antonio. It was paid for with taxpayer money. As you mentioned, you're based in Miami. What's the reaction from Florida taxpayers?
So I think this is something that has been no secret to people in Florida, that the state legislature appropriated $12 million for the governor's busing program for migrants in the state illegally. Obviously, there's a lot of questions about whether any of these migrants were ever in Florida, but I think that there's a lot of people who obviously are supporters of the governor and believe that this is just him doing the thing that he said he would do. But obviously a lot of outrage from a lot of Venezuelans that feel very close to the situation, who see their own family members in the faces of the people who were brought here. And like, you know, the lawyer Rachel Self said, there's several layers of deception here, from being told that they were going to find something that they didn't, to, you know, now having to figure out a way to go to another state and figure out job opportunities and a legal journey for them. And we did hear from some of them today that they are planning to go to Miami, Florida, because of family members and friends and a Venezuela, large Venezuelan community that exists there already.
Bianca Padro Ocasio is political writer for the Miami Herald. Bianca, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.